Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, time to talk about what's new on the tube this week, and who else would we bring in to do that? But from TV Guide, Kartika Mallikarjuna, good morning. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I am good. So I guess up top we need to talk about the debut of HBO Max this week. That's been anticipated for months now, right?
Yeah, HBO Max is premiering with a slate of very cool stuff, including a late-night talk show host for kids by Elmo. But I think the real big series that everyone's going to be talking about after the debut is Love Life. And it's the first scripted series to debut on the streaming service. It's a rom-com anthology from Paul Feig, who's the director of Bridesmaids. And each season will follow a different main character on their quest for love. Season one is all about Anna Kendrick and, like, her character's journey to finding love. And Anna Kendrick is probably the most dependable rom-com lead of her generation. So the series is very sweet and funny and witty and charming. And she has really great chemistry with all the auxiliary actors they bring on, you know, that she dates throughout the series. So if you're a fan of rom-coms or Paul Feig or Anna Kendrick, this is definitely the series that you want to check out this week from HBO Max.
And HBO Max is going to have some very familiar series like Friends and The Big Bang Theory, right, as well? So anyway.
Yeah, those are all, the backlogs are coming on.
Okay, so coming up later this week on Apple Plus, Central Park.
This one is probably my favorite rec of the week. This is an animated series from the creator of Bob's Burgers, and it is a delightful music-filled comedy that follows this family living in Central Park. The father is the park manager, and he's sort of locked in this embittered battle with this rich Upper West Side heiress who's a real estate developer and is planning on forcing the city into giving up park property and building the largest real estate development in the entire world, basically. And it's a very, very charming musical comedy that's filled with Broadway heavyweights like Leslie Odom Jr. and Debbie Diggs from Hamilton, Katherine Hahn, Titus Burris, Stanley Tucci. It's one of the few adult animated comedies that you could probably actually watch with your family. If you're a fan of Bob's Burgers, you definitely want to check this out.
And then this weekend on AMC, Quiz.
Quiz. This one is an interesting one. It's a miniseries that's a co-production between AMC and ITV, and it recounts one of the greatest scandals and scams of the early aughts. It follows the story of a man named Major Charles Ingram who cheats his way to victory on the UK version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the help of a plant in the audience who's his wife. And he succeeds at first until the show's producer is like, there's no way someone so indecisive could be a pub quiz champion. And they notice a series of coughs from the audience, like, on tape. And they're like, I think this is coming from his wife. And it sort of unfolds into the scandal and the trial of the century. The media frenzy around them was astonishing. And I didn't even remember how big it was until I watched screeners. And I was like, yes, I remember hearing about this. This is a wild story.
Great stuff. Everybody's in tune. This is, you know, it's funny. Your segment's always important, but it's critically important during these last couple of months where everybody's looking for something new to watch on television, discovering all these streaming services. So always appreciate your time. Any other recommendations before we let you go?
Not off the top of my head, but if you haven't watched Avatar: The Last Airbender, it dropped on Netflix last week. A wonderful, wonderful series.
Oh, there you go. It dropped on Netflix. There you go. Okay, Kritika, thank you very much. That's from TV Guide, Kritika Malik Arjuna.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.